This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast on my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations over the Genesis Communications Network. That's our syndicator. GCNlive.com is where you can actually hear the stream going out from them. And, of course, we broadcast to great radio stations along the line from the Salem Media Group as well, and some of the biggest markets in America. Appreciate that very much. And we're also out there being heard in a lot of the leading independent markets out there, too, with some of the great stations there in rural America. And we love it, love it, love it, and we love talking to our friends around the countryside. By the way, you can also hear us around the world via the Internet. There's several different ways to do that. My website currently is streaming the program right now, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Scroll down towards the bottom, and boom, there it is. GCNlive.com, of course, is doing it. Most of, if not all, of the Salem media stations are doing it, and a lot of the independent stations and the GCN stations are doing it as well. So, easy to find, easy to listen to. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS, our firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those out there keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's working on the Third Watch right now, regardless of what you're doing, especially our over-the-road 18-wheel drivers and men and women out there going coast to coast, border to border, to our FedEx and UPS drivers out there, as well as our bulk mail haulers back on the job this morning hauling the mail all over the place. And, of course, the over-the-road guys out there coming from the West Coast to the East Coast never did stop. They kept right on rolling. And, of course, our suicide jockeys hauling the gas, the diesel, and the jet fuel that needs to be taken around so we can get around. And you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Radio Show Facebook page. We also happen to be on MeWe, on Gab, on Getter, on True Social. We're on X, formerly known as Twitter, as at Captain's America. And again, our website is simply the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And joining us from California, IA, where it's kind of quiet, it's a lull before the storm, I guess, out there where he's at, it's Kyle Warren, the professor of politics.
Hey, good morning, Captain. Good morning to everybody.
Yes. And it is currently 78 degrees with clear skies here by the Tampa airport. We sit right here in between the two runways, and it's been very quiet all night. I have not heard a single plane go overhead, so, must be everybody's where they're supposed to be, and I don't need to jack up a bunch of planes, because the other day they had one of the busiest air flight days of the year, remember?
Well, that's right. Yeah, hopefully everybody's home now after the Labor Day weekend.
Okay, let's say the pledge and get going. You ready?
Of course.
I pledge allegiance to the flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag.
Of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the republic for which it stands.
And to the republic for which it stands.
One nation under God.
One nation under God.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
And we emphasize the two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. And I heard an echo in there that was saying the pledge with us when we were going along. I believe it was Iron Mike.
I may have been.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think so?
Yep, I think so. All right, well, Joe Biden is touting America as having the strongest economy, the lowest inflation rate in the world, despite soaring prices and an out-of-control out of control price market for just about anything you want to mention.
Well, sure. What else is he going to say? You know, this is all part of the message.
He could say the truth.
Really have to. Well, yeah, but this is politics in that sense. And
he could be a political wizard and say, ladies and gentlemen, I know some of you are struggling out there, but we're working very hard to get things down, and just bear with me. We've made some progress, and we'll make some more along the way. Instead of just coming out and saying, you know, verbatim that there's nowhere for improvement. He didn't say we were improving.
Well, Joe Biden has a hard time, like, relating to people. Bill Clinton had a much better time of relating to people in the country by saying, I feel your pain, right? And by trying to get on some kind of track where people thought that he was empathizing with them. When Joe Biden went and talked about his Corvette, of all things, you know, that wasn't empathizing. That was just him being weird. So, but overall, they are going to try to tout all this stuff because that's the message they're going with.
Unemployment is up to 3.8%. It went up a little bit. Meanwhile, the payrolls are up 187,000. That's nothing to brag about because they've expected it to be around 230,000 to 250,000, but it wasn't. So they'll take what they got and they'll spend that all around whatever. But the jobs that people are getting are not high-paying jobs. They're minimum wage, which might be $15 an hour now, because every time I go somewhere and I see a starting wage job, it's $15 an hour to start. Matter of fact, a convenience store that I go to a lot, a gas station, Wawa, if you go to work there, you start at $15 an hour.
Oh, yeah, interesting, very interesting. Well, again, but wages don't keep pace with where we're going with inflation.
Not at all, not even close.
And so, yes, you may have gotten a job or some job may have occurred, but it's not going to be something that people can say, I can now literally make a living with this job.
And I've had people on Social Security come up to me and tell me, Captain, we used to eat 3 squares a day. Then we were eating 2 squares a day. Now we're eating a good breakfast and we have a sandwich somewhere along the line for the rest of the day and that's it.
Yeah, and how horrible is this? It shouldn't be like that.
Nope. And these are the senior citizens, a lot of them, that are living from Social Security check to Social Security check because they actually bought the line years ago. Oh, this will take care of you in your senior years. No, it won't. It was never designed to do that. All right, Kyle, hold that thought. Folks, you're coming right back with more Tuesday Morning Edition.
You're tuned in to the hardest-working overnight radio talk host in America, New York Fire Rescue and World Trade Center survivor Captain Matt Bruce on the Captain's America Third Watch. Always American, always conservative. God bless America.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Former CIA officer and survival expert Jason Hansen here. I teach people how to prepare for the unexpected. Right now, most Americans are not ready for the death of the U.S. dollar. You have money sitting in cash, and if you don't act soon, your financial future could be at risk. I have partnered with Advantage Gold, the number one rated precious metals company in America, to release my new digital dollar survival kit that's 100% free for everyone who calls today and claims your free survival kit. Simply call 800-900-8000 and give your email address, and I will have this new digital dollar survival kit sent to you immediately. Call 1-800-900-8000 now and claim your free kit, and also mention my name, Jason Hansen, and see how you could also qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Supplies are limited, so call right now before it's too late. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
You found it. The most listened to radio program in the overnights. The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
Okay, we'll lock it in and we'll join the Captain's Army just like Jeff did. And he's never left and he's always there. Every time you turn around, there's Jeff. And God bless America for that one, I'll tell you. Because there's been some times that I really needed to have him or someone else around to help me. But Jeff has always been the stalwart, and we appreciate that. Now, this portion of the program is brought to you by Relief Factor. Relief Factor is something that I take every day and have for at least the last 13 years. Now, when I first heard about it, I kind of just like everybody else went, yeah, right, here we go, snake oil or whatever. But the person I heard tell me about it got my attention because I knew them. And then when I got a chance, I asked them about it. And I said, does this stuff work? And I said, absolutely. So I went, and 13 years ago, for $19.95, I bought the three-week quick start. That's what it cost then. That's what it costs now, $19.95 and a three-week quick start. And I did it the same way that you'll do it. I went to the website relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain, and that's how I found it. That's where I bought it. Now, Relief Factor is all natural. There are no drugs in the product at all. It has turmeric, it has resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3, and it will lower or eliminate the pain or the inflammation or whatever the problem is you've got going on by going right straight to the source. I've never seen anything like it. I've had shoulder aches, I've had back aches, I've had knee aches. Of course, my left foot and ankle is constantly in pain, and when something else kicks up because of it, it just stops. It just absolutely flat out stops. It's hard to believe, but it does. Now, once in a while, I'll have to take a double dose because it acts up again because I'm having maybe an arthritis version of whatever's going on because I do have some joints that have arthritis in them. So that could be the problem, but it works. And that's why I'm telling you about it. And all you got to do is go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain for $19.95. You're in like Flynn. And Kyle Warren likes to say,
all you have to lose is pain.
Relieffactor.com/captain, $19.95. Give it a shot. See what it'll do for you. And ladies and gentlemen, they've also got vitamins over there. I take their B12, I take their C, and I take their D3. Well, Mr. Kyle, meanwhile, back at the ranch, is it the end of the line for Truth Social? Reason for that question is because a merger between some of the big social media groups is threatening Trump's media platform. But the reason he's got millions of people over there on Truth Social is because he's there, right?
Yeah, sure.
So how anybody would think that that's going to end, I don't think it's the end of the line for Truth Social just because Twitter and Facebook and X and Instagram and a couple of other ones are all trying to merge together. Now, the one you don't want to have anything to do with, and I still see people doing this, and I do not open anything from TikTok, not one single thing. I've been warned not to do it. The company here where I'm at, my flagship station, Salem Media, has warned people don't do it. Matter of fact, it's called a hostile site, and they don't let you open it anyway. But here's the thing. They spy on you. Once they get your little address, there's a little bot that travels along with you wherever you go. If you got a cell phone, everything you do is going to go back to, gosh, the Chinese, the CCP. How about that?
Yeah, and of course we've seen TikTok be banned at the state level and
military,
in the military, of course, government organizations and so forth. Right.
Yep, and people continue to use it. But you send me something by a TikTok, and it ain't going to get opened, not by me.
Well, this issue with Truth Social, evidently, as we approach September the 8th, that's a deadline for the merger that was planned from the beginning, Digital World Acquisition.
Mm-hmm.
That was planned from the beginning. If that doesn't go through, evidently, they have a shareholder meeting, or they have to take some other vote, and if that doesn't come through, the vote fails, then the Digital World Acquisition may have to start liquidating some of their assets, evidently, and return money to shareholders, and that could be bad for the Trump's Truth Social. That's where this issue is occurring here.
Well, we'll see. We'll see. Now, the United Auto Workers clash with the big three automakers in Michigan as showing off a more confrontational union thing as the strike deadline is getting closer. I think these guys are going to walk just simply because I think they're going to walk.
Yeah, it certainly looks like that because right now, as we know, the UAW and the auto workers the auto producers are very far apart. And so there doesn't seem to be any grand expectation that some 11th hour fix is in the offing at this point. That could all change, of course. You never know. But right now it looks like this is what's going to happen.
Now, Iran has expanded its stock of near-weapons-grade uranium, and the IAEA is reporting that there's been no progress made in their discussions with them. Matter of fact, they haven't even been allowed to talk to them or come into the country. That's how serious that's gotten.
Well, we understand that their stock of uranium has been enriched up into about 60%. Now, that's getting real close to being a weapons-grade uranium. And, of course, that's the holy grail for Iran if they haven't already achieved something like that or if they haven't found some other pathway for this. But, Captain, the destabilizing factor of having Iran with viable nuclear weapons and ways to deliver them is a total game changer. You know, we don't hear about the Middle East a lot these days. It's by comparison with China and Russia and so forth. But get ready, because that could all start to change real fast.
Well, retired Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright will be with us in the 5 o'clock hour, and we've talked about this before, and we both believe that Iran is sitting there on some sort of a bomb already, but they don't have the delivery system by which to get it to us. They don't have the big long-range bombers, and they don't have the big heavy-duty missile that'll get it up in the air and get it to us, towards us, rather. They can do things locally in the Middle East, but as far as going much further than Europe, ain't going to happen.
Right, but if they wipe away Tel Aviv or something like that, we're off to the races.
We sure are, or it doesn't have to be Tel Aviv. It can be Cairo.
Well, sure. I mean, any kind of attack by Iran, you can using a nuclear weapon. I mean, that's on par with Putin using a nuclear weapon.
And for a while, we thought it was going to be Saudi Arabia.
Right. I mean, these things, it's all very volatile. That's the problem. And then, so when you have even presidential candidates talking about maybe not supporting Israel so much, that's where the enemies of Israel say, okay,
now,
wow, we might be able to get some.
Now, you just kind of casually mentioned Putin, and I'm going to mention Putin as well, because Putin's propagandists right now are threatening nuclear strikes on U.S. territory in a chilling warning of World War III.
Well, that's right. Yeah, this is Igor Korochenko, if I'm pronouncing that correctly, editor of the National Defense.
Yes, comrade, you pronounce my name correctly.
Well, evidently on Russia One channel, he was talking about these, about the idea of nuclear weapons, right? He says Russia's being warned and threatened that if we misbehave, they'll threaten us with more than just strikes on the Crimean Bridge. But he goes on to talk about, I think, this idea, of course, of the nuclear specter. So they keep saying this stuff. I mean, to say that this is destabilizing would be an understatement. This isn't the way to diplomacy or to get anything fixed in getting this war ended anytime soon.
Yeah, I agree. And, you know, here we go again, right?
Well, right. I mean, all it takes is for one thing to happen, and that is something you can never take back, and that is the deployment of any kind of nuclear weapon, whether it be tactical or strategic, because what would happen, it would send us over the edge, I fear. I don't know how you pull back from something like that.
Well, we're getting ready to take a break, and when we come back from the break, folks, we're going to talk about Seoul, South Korea, and their spy agencies come up with something very interesting about what Russia's proposing to North Korea. And we've got something going on with the Chinese. Gate crashers is now appearing at U.S. military bases, and China is also making the microchip breakthrough of their own out there. When we're worried about getting our microchips back from wherever it is they're being made, bringing them back to the U.S., which we're doing slowly. I know there's a big plant being built by Nissan. They're making their own chips over there in the Tennessee area. And I think the other one was BMW or Mercedes was doing it too, where they were located. All right, here comes the music. That means you got to take a break. We'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch Tuesday Morning Edition.
You found it. The most listened to radio program in the overnights. The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
USA News Update. A heat wave hitting roughly two-thirds of the U.S. isn't expected to let up as Labor Day weekends wind down. Temperatures in the 90s and low 100s are likely to stretch in the plains to the East Coast today. Conditions could change records in major metros like Chicago, Washington, D.C., and Philadelphia. President Biden says he's been briefed on the situation at the Burning Man Festival in Nevada as extreme flooding has left tens of thousands of people stranded. More rain fell Sunday, causing muddy campgrounds campgrounds and road closures in Nevada's Black Rock Desert, at least one person has died. Jimmy Buffett won't be forgotten anytime soon in Key West, Florida. The city held a procession yesterday in honor of the singer and part-time resident after his death Friday, with about 2,500 people taking part. Dave Collins, USA News.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hey, it's the captain here. There are three words I want you to keep in mind if you're looking into wound care from diabetes or other problems you might be having with your feet or ankles: effective, convenient, and caring. I've been going to a lot of doctors, and only Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care has helped me. My wound was a tough one, but Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care has the highest state-of-the-art treatments to make your body whole. The doctors are compassionate, best I've ever worked with. They truly have caring hands and hearts. Instead of winding your way through the parking garage, elevators, and miles of corridors of those mega hospitals, and who needs that when you have a hurting foot, Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care makes it easy. Just pull into their parking lot, take a few short steps, and you're there at 38th Avenue near Tyrone Square. Google Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care.com or call them at 727-896-4615. That's 727-896-4615. Most all insurances are accepted.
And I wholeheartedly endorse Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care, and it doesn't matter where you're at. They have locations around the country. I know of one for sure up in Minneapolis, Minnesota, up in that area. And you can find out more about them by calling the home office down here in St. Pete at 727-896-4615. That's 727-896-4615. Give them a call and see what they can do for you. They definitely saved the day for me. And I still have a leg because of it, number one, and I'm still alive because of it, number two. So there you go, because of what they did and what they were able to do. That's Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care down here in St. Pete, 38th Avenue West, and their phone number is 727-896-4615. All right, back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, Seoul's spy agency, one of the best in the world, I might add, says that Russia has likely proposed something to North Korea, and that was to join the three-way drills with China. Now, that's both military, well, by military, I mean it's on the air, it's on the sea, and it's on the ground.
Well, that's right. So basically what Kim Jong-un appears to be doing here is trying to sort of elevate himself out of what is essentially, you know, we always refer to North Korea as like a Stalinist, isolated, reclusive type of regime. Well, I think he's trying to change a lot of that now and trying to go out and be on the forefront of, you know, this sort of unholy trinity against the United States kind of a thing.
Did you notice what they had in their last military parade?
What was that?
A great big ICBM missile.
Yeah, I'm sure they did.
That they had developed. Uh-huh.
Right. And so, and it's always, that's always concerning. I don't know to what extent it's operational or accurate, maybe a better term.
Well, we know
it's capable. Yeah.
We know they have nuclear weapons. Not very many, but we know they have nuclear weapons because they were working on their nuclear program with the help of Iranian scientists.
Well, that's right. You know, I kind of go back, you know, we mentioned Bill Clinton earlier. Well, you know, when Bill Clinton, when he visited the DMZ way back then, he mentioned, almost not offhandedly, but made the statement basically, just paraphrase here, that if North Korea did use a nuclear weapon, this kind of thing, that there wouldn't be any more North Korea, right? Just, again, paraphrasing. Well, but that's in the offing here. I mean, if North Korea is stupid enough to launch a weapon like that, no matter what, I can't imagine the regime surviving 5 minutes, you know, to say the least.
Somebody said we bomb them into the Stone Age at one time. I think that was Wesley Clark.
I think you're right, yes.
And then he got in trouble for it and lost his command.
Well, but look, you go back to the idea of the mutually assured destruction, and we can talk all we want about the Cold War and well, you know, the madness of it all that kind of thing. But honestly, and that's because, and you know, Sting wrote a song, right? Do the Russians love their children too? Is the question he posed, and that works when you have regimes that say, okay, we don't want to get destroyed. But what happens when you get somebody who's kind of a lunatic? And they say, well, I don't care if we get destroyed. That's where all that sort of falls away. But the deterrent has to be maintained.
Would you care about getting destroyed if you were a Chinese gate crasher appearing at a military base trying to crash through the gate?
Well, sure. Yeah, basically, I think they're calling them gate crashers, but what they're doing is they're trying to get onto these different sites, and I think upwards of 100 different DOD sites and facilities. And so what they're doing is they're getting onto the missile ranges, or they're going some other place that they're not allowed, and kind of like, who, what, me, what, you know. So basically what they think they're doing is they're trying to test the security reactions and just how easily it is they're detected. So I'm sure all that's, you know, going back to Beijing to say, here's what we're finding. Here's what we're probing these facilities.
And how many years have I been telling the people, you included, that they were already here with their intelligence people gathering intelligence, trying to gather whatever they could, however they could, in whatever manner by which they could do it?
Well, sure, and that's kind of, you know, I'm sure this is part and parcel of the intelligence gathering business, but the Chinese in particular, the Chinese government seems to want to gather up literally everything it can and then sort through it, so they're able to analyze the data in that way. But yes, of course, obviously we've got agents here doing nefarious things.
Now, China has made a microchip breakthrough, which is definitely a blow to Biden's tech sanctions against them so that they couldn't do what they did, apparently, with the microchips.
Well, right. So this is going to be real significant because they're finding out how these chips work, because what they're doing is they're tearing down these Huawei phones, evidently, and they're looking at these chips and they're testing them. I mean, they're putting them through their paces. And evidently, as I understand it, it's a way of circumventing or trying to circumventing these different sanctions that the Biden administration has in place.
Okay, now we got some people we want to say hello to, and you've got the list.
That's right. Yeah, this morning we are hearing from, we want to make sure we give a big shout out and a hello to Sue, also to Paul. We've got Trucker Mark, Trucker Eric, we've got Jennifer, and we've also got Richard chiming in. Now, this is not Richard the Marine, but a different Richard, and we're glad to hear from all of you.
And I got a new one, Robert. Robert's in Las Vegas.
Oh, very cool. All right. Welcome, Robert, from Las Vegas, that, with our brand new affiliate there.
Yep. Yep, exactly. And there
K-Don,
you go.
Yeah.
What'd you say?
K-Don.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep, yep. Okay. Yep, you are right. All right. I kind of don't have a lot of time to talk about this, but I'm going to just mention this. There's a lot of discussion out there going on right now. Red State just wrote a big article about it on their website. It's one of their premier articles talking about, is America under the thumb of a shadow president? Well, short answer for me is yes. Biden's not running anything.
Well, I think that's a fair assumption. I hate to say, but I think, yeah, the article talks about Dr. Jill. Dr. Jill.
They say in this article, Kyle, that Dr. Jill is the one behind it all, working along with Valerie Jarrett and Susan Rice and Eric Holder.
Well, and of course, we remember, right, one of the closest comparisons to this would be Edith Wilson when Woodrow Wilson mm-hmm. was incapacitated. Right.
And it has nothing to do with Barack Obama, because Barack Obama, they say, is too busy making money on the lecture circuit and enjoying his homes. He's got multiple homes worth millions of dollars. So he's done very well for himself in since leaving the presidency.
Right, and also I don't think there's a whole great relationship there between Barack Obama and Joe Biden. And almost the more we know about Joe Biden, we kind of start seeing, okay, yeah, I can see probably why he and Obama don't get along so well.
And I will tell you that 2024 can't come fast enough, because we can beat these guys at their own game. We really can. And for anybody that's sitting there going, oh, we can't do it, they're going to rig it, they're going to do this, they're going to do that. Simple numbers game, folks, simple numbers game. They can't create enough votes if there's 10% more of us than there is of them. And again, last time around, I told you, and by the way, out of that number I mentioned, there were 10 million veterans that didn't vote.
Yeah, that's a shame, yeah.
A shame. It's unbelievable. I mean, you're complaining about this, that, and the other, and you want to do something about the VA? Get out there and vote. You got to change the system. You got to change the people and get the people that have been in there forever, get them the hell out of office and put some new blood in there with the understanding that here's what you're going to do, and if you don't, guess what? We're going to vote you out, too. All right, Kyle, hold that thought. Folks, we're coming back with the Truckers Highway and Bible Report, which has changed a little bit. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, this is Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
I'm a hard working man. I wear a steel hard hat. I can ride rope, a hammer and paint. Do things with my hands that most men can't. I can't get ahead no matter how hard I try. I'm getting really good at barely getting by. Got everything I own by the sweat of my brow. From my four-wheel drive to my cowboy boots, I owe it all to my blue-collar roots. Feel like I'm working overtime on a runaway train. I got to bust loose from this ball and chain. I'm a hard working man. I got it all on the line for a piece of the promised land.
Yeah, little Brooks and Dunn to get it going this hour. I'm a hard-working man, and that goes out there to all those truck driver women and truck driver guys out there hammering down, getting out there in the highways and byways of America. Now, I'm going to turn Kyle loose here because Kyle's going to tell you about some frost. Yep, frost. It is September out west. Go ahead, Kyle.
Well, that's right, Captain. We've got a frost, first frost advisory that we've seen now
first one
for
of
quite
the year.
Some time.
Mm-hmm.
That's right, and this is going to be in central and western, central and eastern Nevada, and then also a little bit in north, eastern Nevada, but really crossing over I-80 right now between Wells and Oasis. If you're trucking on through that area, watch out. Temperatures could be down around 35 degrees. We do have some blowing dust, warnings in Southern California, I-10, if you're coming through, Indio, Desert Center, Palm Springs, and Banning, so be aware of that. We also have air quality alerts up in the eastern part of Montana tonight. And then also, we've got high wind warnings. This is going to be coming down Interstate 25, down south of Casper, Wyoming, all the way down to Cheyenne, and then heading westward out Laramie on your way up towards Elk Mountain and a little bit west of there as well. So be careful out there.
Well, I'm going to back up, and I'm going to start down here at Fort Stockton in Texas and Pecos in Texas and tell you that right there, the I-10, the I-20 junction, you are going to start running into 95 to 100-degree temperatures all the way across into Louisiana, almost all the way to Mississippi. Now, that's what the weather's going to look like over that way. Going to be hot, really hot, and the central metroplex of Dallas and Fort Worth really going to be a steamer again today over towards Texarkana and up a little ways into Arkansas, southwestern corner. You'll have some heat. Southern part of Oklahoma, you'll have some more heat. And down there along the, around the Gulf, down below Galveston, down around Corpus Christi, you're going to have some thunderstorms possibly working out over towards Eagle Pass. Straight line looks like going to have storms coming across there. And going up into Minnesota, we got a little bit of rain working on up there, a little bit over in the eastern part of North Dakota on I-29 north out of Fargo. Got some fog to speak of, a little bit of schmutz mixed up in the air there, too, some debris coming east on I-94 over about 40, 50 miles into Minnesota. Then we've got a stretch in the southwestern corner of Wisconsin where we've got some really high temperatures. Got some stormy weather up in the upper peninsula of Michigan tonight, up there in the northwestern part of the upper peninsula. And it got a little bit of fog around Atlanta, Georgia, and it's going to be really hot in the northeast for the next few days. Upstate New York, all the way over to Boston, all the way up into Vermont, New Hampshire, Connecticut, Rhode Island, down to Long Island, Massachusetts, Jersey, the eastern part of Pennsylvania, Delaware, and it looks like Maryland up in the mountains. You're going to get some scorching temperatures up there, too. And there'll be some fog where the water water and the cooler air will meet together up and down the eastern seaboard. So, Kyle, real quick, Pilot and Flying J.
All right, folks, Pilot and Flying J, Travel Centers, bring you the Trucker Highway and Byway Report. Check them out. Plus, don't forget to download their My Rewards Plus app. Go to pilotflyingj.com. That's pilotflyingj.com.
All right, we're going to bring in a caller who's been waiting patiently. It's Iron Mike, and he wants to talk about how he's going to join the Japanese Navy and put the Russians to rest. What's up?
Friday, there was a new Japanese cabinet meet, and four of the cabinet members are former admirals or generals.
Yep.
And that hasn't happened in a long time, and that's one thing I think is some insecurity on our abilities here to support what's going on.
Well, would you want to be depending on us with fearless leader who in charge?
No, and the other thing, the Japanese Prime Minister recently said they would support militarily the Taiwan.
Mm-hmm.
But this thing here, they are rebuilding, and they've got a hell of a Navy as it is now, and you're going to see some real stuff.
Well, I hope so.
I've been on three Japanese ships, warships.
I hope so. I really hope so, because we could use the Japanese to help us out over there.
Well, if you watch the networks, the foreign networks, they're more favorable to us than our own networks.
Okay, well, I got to let you go.
I'll let you go and see you in a couple of about 5 hours.
All right, yep, see you for lunch. Okay, that's Iron Mike, and we have Denise Simon with us now from FoundersCode.com, and, of course, the Denise Simon Experience as well. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
We were just talking about Japan and talking about Russia and some of the threats there and all that stuff, but what the hell is Putin doing again, letting his people run their mouths, saying... And by the way, they're actually threatening nuclear strikes on U.S. territory in a warning of possibly World War III. What are they trying to do here?
Bloviate.
Okay, well, obviously we have a leader who's not a leader, and I guess they're just bloviating for the heck of it.
Well, I mean, we should take them seriously. But I don't think it is serious. Now, I'm not trying to be cavalier about it, but I would say that this is a time to shame of these leaders, and Putin is one of them. Now, a lot of people don't know this, but Kim Jong-un, who never leaves the country, is actually leaving and going to Moscow.
Mm-hmm.
And he's going to Moscow to have long talks with Putin on how they can supply Putin with ordnance, ammunition. Apparently, Moscow's out. So
mm-hmm.
Now, you know, here's Ukraine. The only thing that we're doing is just sending them money and go fight this war by yourself. And, oh, by the way, we know that you're just not fighting Russia. You're fighting North Korea.
Mm-hmm.
You're fighting China, and you're fighting Iran.
Mm-hmm.
So we're letting – we virtually are at this point throwing money at the situation and saying, hey, Ukraine, handle it for us, will you?
Mm-hmm. Like that's going to work.
Right.
Yeah, Kyle?
Well, Denise, we are getting the report of you got a lot of Chinese agents evidently, you know, posing as people who kind of stumble into or around military bases, but in reality they're really probing the security. What do we know about that?
Well, they're operatives, and, you know, we have something called the enemies within, and we have a administration that's not taking any of this seriously. And I would also argue that where's the FBI in all of this? You know, the FBI is supposed to be chasing these people down. Do we have enough FBI to do it?
They're busy taking care of the migrants on the border or something like that, whatever.
No,
all right, hold that thought. All right, folks, they're doing everything but their job, I guess. All right, hold that thought. And, folks, we'll be right back with more with Denise Simon, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Don't go anywhere. It's a Tuesday.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned for another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after your top of the hour news. And don't forget, you can call us at 1-877-969-8600.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.